We left off in the middle of everything. So I mentioned there is a Gemara Lamed Vav Amid Aleph about Matzah Shira. If you need the dough with the Ayin Shem and Dvash HaCholov, that's what the Rambam writes, one of those four mashkim has the status of Matzah Shira, and the Pasuk says you have to eat Lechem Oni, so that's a violation of Lechem Oni. So the Gemara says that's only Yom HaKamah, the first day of Pesach. The rest of Pesach, it doesn't apply. So what do you mean Yom HaKamah? So the Beis Yosef has three opinions from the Rishon of what it means. So we follow the opinion. The generally accepted opinion is you can't use Matzah Shira for the Kazayah Shal Mitzvah. But for the rest of the night, he can have Matzah Shira. That's not a problem. Then there's another opinion in the Rishonim, no, that the Rambam has a chumrah. The Rambam says the whole first day you're not allowed to eat lechem oni to make a zecher to the abdus of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. Not only for the purpose of the mitzvah, for the kazayis shel matzah in the middle of the Seder, Yom HaKamah, the whole first day. And then there's a compromise shita, another shita, the whole first night. In Chutz Lortz, the whole first two nights, according to the Ram, the whole first day, the whole first 2 days in Chutz Lortz. So the middle shita is a sort of a compromise shita. The whole night, you shouldn't have any matzah shira, but in the daytime, you can have matzah shira. So that we mentioned that the Beis Halevi had a chumrah that he wouldn't eat gebruchs the first 2 days of Pesach. Why? Because what's considered matzah shira? So one example is if you lost the isa with the dalem mashkin, yain shem and dvash and cholov, that's matzah shira. And then the Gemara has another example of matzah shira. If you have matzah muvashela, so you take a regular matzah and you put it in burning hot water and you cook it, so bishul converts the matzah into a matzah shira. So whenever you have, if you put in the dip your matzah into cold water, that's gebruchs, but that's not matzah shira. But if you put your matzah into a bowl of burning hot soup, and there's a chumra that klisheni is still mevashel, if it's yad nechves bowl, the chayyadim has such a chumra based on a Rambam, klisheni ain't mevashel if it's yad soledis, but if it's yad nechves bowl, if it's scalding hot, that if you put your hand into a burning hot bathtub, take your hand out, your whole hand will be burnt already. That's called Yad Nechves Bo. And sometimes when you feel it so hot, your instinctive reaction will be Yad Soledis, Basalda Bechila Mipanecha, you jump away, but your hand, your fingers will not be burnt. So if it's only Yad Soledis Bo in a klisheni, so then we say there's no bishul be klisheni. But if it's Yad Nechves, but then the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi that there is Bishul. That's a question. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, that's in the context of the din. In our Torah, you're permitted to eat Tevel without Hafrashas Trumas and Maisa. Whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael has a din of Tevel. You have to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisa. So in our Torah, you're permitted to eat the Tevel before Miruach Arias Pnei Abayis. First you have to have miruach to remove all the psolas, and then you pile it up in a neat pile. And then you do you bring it into the barn, and you put it in a neat pile. So that's miruach and riyas ben abayis. So if you didn't have both miruach and riyas ben abayis, then minatar is mutter to eat it, but with the rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat it, achilas keva. Achilas aroi is mutter. So what constitutes achilas keva? So one is if you eat a ton of it, you eat so much that you're full, you eat a whole meal. If you just nibble, it's mutter to have achilas aroi, but to eat a whole meal, that's achilas keva is awesome. Then there are a whole bunch of other things that are koveas. So take, for example, Shabbos koveas. The Gemara in Beitzin says, whatever you eat on Shabbos is considered achilas keva. Bishul is koveas. If you cook the food, it's koveas. Melech is koveas. If you salt it, a whole bunch of things that are koveas. So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that Bishul is kaveh only if it's in a Kli Rishon, in a Kli Sheni, Bishul is not kaveh, but if it's Yad Nechvizba, then it's Bishul afilu be Kli Sheni. So the Chayyadam says, he thinks that maybe that's only a Chumre Pashtus, he says, that's only a Chumre in Hilchas Tevel. But again, to this Din the Rabban, that you're not permitted to eat Achilas Keva even though Achilles HaRoi is muta before Miruch and Rias Ben Abayis, Achilles Kav is Aser. So Mekach is Kaveh. If I buy from someone else, it's Kaveh. It's salting in it's Kaveh. Shabbos is Kaveh. A whole bunch of other things are Kaveh. It's not only Bishul. There's so many other things that are Kaveh. So we say that Bishul and Eklisheni, if it's Yadnech, is also Kaveh. But to say, let's say in Hilchah Shabbos, that because it's Yad Nichvah's boss, you're going to say that there's Bishol Afili B'Klisheni. That's what the Mishnah Berurah has, that Chumrah from the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim himself says that it's probably only a wild Chumrah. The Pashtun said that it's not correct. When you pour, let's say, tea from a kettle, hot burning hot water from a kettle into a cup, so it's going to, still going to be Yad Nichvah's boss. So the Mishnah Berurah has a Chumrah. You shouldn't put the tea bag into the cliche, and you should pour it into a klishlishi. Once you pour it into the klishlishi, it's probably not going to be Yad Nichvizba anymore, so then there's no problem to put in the tea bag. So this whole chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah has, that you have to put it into a klishlishi, because when it's in the klisheni, if it's still Yad Nichvizba, there's bishop in klisheni, so it comes from the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim himself says that it's probably not correct. It's only a chumrah. So the Rambam only quotes that Yerushalmi in connection with eating Achilas Keva from Tevel before Miruch and Ries Ben Abayis, because there are other things that are kaveh. If it would only be Bishul on Shabbos, Bishul is also with another 38 Malachas Arosa. But the Bishul B'Klisheni is not Bishul, period, even if it's Yad Nichvis. Pashtun says that it's not Bishul. Anyway, but that's what the Chumar is based on. So that was the Beis HaLevi who wouldn't put the rest of Pesach. They would demonstrate that they're misnagdim, that they don't believe in the chumrah of the Hasidim against eating gibrok. So they would dafke put matzah into the burning hatsup to demonstrate that they don't hold from gibrok. But on the first 2 days of Pesach, the Beis HaLevi would be machmer like the Rambam the whole day. Yom Kama and Chutz Lords, the first 2 days of Yom Tzad Din. Not only a din that matzah shira is puzzle for the mitzvah leil haseder, the whole first 2 days you have to have a zecha le'anias, lechemoni. Shouldn't have matzah shira. Why did the Rambam only, they all ask on the Rambam, the Orach HaShulchan doesn't understand. Why did the Rambam only say the dalet mashkin? That's what it says in the Gemara. Yamakam lo tolushli bechelvo. You shouldn't knead the dough with milk, or yayin shem and dvash in cholov. The four mashkin. Manishtana, these four mashkin from other mashkin. So it's a mystery. Why? So the one who gives a good pshat is the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer was a super genius. Rav Soloveitchik used to enjoy the Avnei Nezer a lot because he was also a genius. So the Avnei Nezer had a lot of talmidim. They were very brilliant, but they weren't geniuses like him. So you can't imitate the genius. Imitation genius flops, it falls over on its face. So you have talmidim of the Adnanezer, they have all kinds of pilpulim chidushim. You can't imitate a genius. So anyway, so the Adnanezer says like this, there is a machloikis, there's a din, let's say have an Italian bread, a long bread, so it's, let's say you have an apple, I touch one corner of the apple was washed off with water, so it's huchshel kabel tumah. So I touch one corner of the apple, so the whole apple becomes tummy, not just the corner that I touched. That's a din maga be miktsasa ke maga be kula. If you touch part of it, so the whole thing becomes tummy. What if you have an Italian bread? The apple grows on the tree like that, so that's one unit. The Italian bread doesn't grow like that from the ground. There are kernels of grain, you grind them up, you make flour, and then you knead the flour with some liquid. So what if the Italian bread, instead of being made with water, was made with the orange juice to hold together the flour? What if he was made Paris? So that's, and you bake it like that. Do you say once you did Alisha, it's one loaf of bread, so magad miksosa, even though it's not, it's only artificial, it's man-made. It doesn't grow like that, b'teva. But do you say it doesn't matter? Magad miksosa, kamag b'kula, it's one unit. Or not? So that's a machloikis hatanoim. And then the Yerushalmi says, this same machloikis hatanoim, whether may peris is mechaber, to make it considered one unit or not, is relevant to the din of tumik, and it's also relevant, is there a chiyuv to be mafresh chalo If you lush Isa with made peiros, I made a cake and I didn't use any water at all, but I used a ton of flour. I used a lot of flour, a very big Isa. So is it chayv and chal on that? In order to be chayv and chal, you have to have a minimum amount of dough. Reishis arisa sechen kishir isa smidbar. You have to have chameshis ravoim kemach v'yot. You have to have asiris oifa. You have to have asiris oifa. Is mem gimel beitzim v'chaimish beitzim. That's what the Mefarshim, Mishnah is right. But the word chal is spelled cheslam. And hey, word chal in biblical Hebrew means raw dough. And what we in Mafresh, we call that chala. So that's a Yiddishism. That's not, it's a Yiddishism that the Tanoim used to call it challah. They didn't speak Yiddish, but it's a slang expression. It's really called truma. What you take out is called truma. What's the whole Isa is called challah. So the question is, if you lush Isa, the made Paris, you didn't use any water at all, is it chayv and challah or not? So that's, is it mitztaref yachad? So if you say that it's one unit, magam miksasa kemagam bekulas, and then saying may peris is machaber, so then it's mechuba yachad, so it constitutes mem gimel beitzim, mechamish beitzim. I started saying bechala, the gemad cheslam and hey is mem gimel. So that's what the mefarshim, the Melech HaShleimer, printed on the bottom of the page in all the regular mishnayos, asfardi. So he says that chala b'gematria is 43. So that's a shame. Mem gimel beitzim, mechamish beitzim. It's a lot of dough. It's a lot of dough. So how do we pass? And that's a machlokes hatanaim. If you lost yisim and made peiros, ayichai ben afrashes chalad machlokes hatanaim. How do you pass him? So there was the Rebbe of the Maram Rutmerg, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Mordechai Hagos Maimon at the end of the period, towards the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos. So that was the period that they introduced, the Hasidi Ashkenaz introduced a new theme into Psak Halacha to be Choshesh for all the Shitas. Until then, the Balei HaTosfos followed the Shitas HaTosfos and Shai, and the others followed the Chachmei Svara. And then, starting from the Hasidi Ashkenaz, they developed the theme in Psak Halacha to be Choshesh for all the different Shitas. And then in Shulchan Aruch, they have Rabbi Kanefogel showed me that he published an essay about this many years ago, that in Shulchan Aruch, I think he has 11 or 12 places where the Shulchan Aruch quotes chumras from the Maharam Rutmerg to satisfy all the different opinions. So take, for example, one of the chumras he has is on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, there's machlekes, but they say Shachyanu, when you say Kiddush, because it's a Yom Arichta. Whether you say Shechiano, when you blow Shofar or not. So that's what they recommend. You should always have a Tri Chodesh or a Beget Chodesh, and the Shechiano should be a Bachel of Atom. And over here, by a Frosh Eschala, by May Peris, because it's a Machlekes, so you'll be Mafresh Chala without a Bracha. That's not right to do a mitzvah without a Bracha. If you're Mukhiv to do the Hafrosh Eschala, you should really say a Bracha. So you should always avoid doing a mitzvah without a Bracha. So that's what the Maharam Rutmerg recommends. You should always pour in a bit, enough of water that you would have been able to do the lisha without using any of the meperis. You'd be surprised how much you can do lisha. When they make the matzahs, they don't put in so much water. If I would be making the matzah, I would pour in much more water. But they don't. They pour in very little water, and somehow they succeed in doing a lisha on a ton of flour. They do lisha with a very little bit of water because they really do a good job of the lisha. So that's a chumra for the Maharam Rutmerg. So the Ozer Ruah writes this. The Ozer Ruah was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rutmerg. So he writes that this was a machlokes hatanoim. Then in the early generations of the Balei HaTosfos, it was a machlokes hadapaskin. And then at this, I think two generations later, they forgot that it was a machlokes two generations earlier, and they had the machlokes all over again. So that's a Shailin did. So that's what the Maharam Rutmerg, who was a Talmud of the Ozer Ruah, he came up with this recommendation. You should always mix in a significant amount of water that you would have been able to do the Halisha even without all of the Meiteris. Yeah. So this is why these two issues, when they say Magabim Ksosa Kamagba Kula on the long loaf of bread, is it Machaber? Does it make it into one unit or not? And it is at mitzaref yachad. The mem gimel beis mechamish beis has to be mitzaref yachad in order to be chayim and chalav. So if you hold the made peiros on that mitzaref, So then it's not mitzaref. So which are the, what's called made peiros? Which mashkin ma mitzaref is sure? So the machlokes hatanaim is if you use any mashka other than the zayin mashka. So two of the zayin mashkin ma mayim. What are the dalad mashkin? Yad shoch adam. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Yad shoch adam. So if you did the lisha with dam, so it's treif. So you can't, the zayin mashkim are the seven mashkim that are machshel lekabel tumah. The pasuk is v'chiyuta mayim al zera. If you have Michael is only lekabel tumah if it had hechsher. If you rinsed it off with one of the zayin mashkim, the idea behind it is if you have something grows from the ground, let's say apples grow from the ground. So your mother tells you wash off the apple before you eat it. You should wash off the food before you eat it. It may have germs on the surface. Fine. So if you wash it off with dam, that makes it more dirty. You can't eat the dam. But the alpidin, dam is one of the zayin mashkim, so it's called huchshel lekabel tumah. So let's say if you're going to need your matzah with dam, so it's going to be treif. So we're not going to talk about that. Two of the zayin mashkim are mayim and tal. So the tal is water. So water, if you use water, then it's good. And if you use, so how many zayin mashkin? There are seven. So we just took out one of them is gonna dam is gonna make a treif. So we're not discussing lo sheisa b'dam, lo sheisa b'mayim or b'tal is the same thing. So that's lachamoni. If you're gonna use one of the other four are these four that the Rambam said, yain shem and dvash and cholav. These four are from the zayin mashkin. So these for sure are mitzaref. So the Avdei Nezi explains in the Rambam. Let's say I have matzahs, I have perfect matzahs, and I put on a little jam. I put on a little jam on the matzah. That makes into the matzah shira. The jam is sitting on top of the matzah. It'll be a problem if you have a lot of jam on your matzah. The Gemara said there's a problem. Osi dvar hashus mevatel dvar mitzvah. That's in the last parak in Psachim. Osi dvar hashus mevatel dvar mitzvah. It means like this. The behemoths have to eat food also. The nochem have to eat food. We eat food in order to stay alive. Everybody has to eat food in order to stay alive. So that's not the mitzvah. So what elevates it to the level of a mitzvah? If you're a kohen, you eat truman, that's a mitzvah. You eat ma'aseh sheni b'Yerushalayim, you eat matzah, you eat maror, you eat korban pesach. When you're eating something that it's a mitzvah to eat, that's a mitzvah. If you're going to eat matzah together with something else, so if you just have a little bit, that's not osi dvar shus and mevatel dvar mitzvah. But if you're going to pile on a lot of marshmallow stuff on top of the matzah, it's osi dvar shus and mevatel dvar mitzvah. It's called achilu shal mishus. It's not called achilu shal mitzvah. What if you eat two different mitzvahs together? Do you say mitzvahs mevatel zu azu, just like a dvar shus and mevatel dvar mitzvah? Maybe I should say all the mitzvahs are sort of in a certain sense in competition with each other. From the perspective of the matzah doesn't recognize maror or korban pesach as a mitzvah. Korban pesach doesn't recognize the matzah and the maror is a mitzvah. So that was the machlokes Hillel and the Chachamim. Whether you can eat pesach, matzah, and maror all three together, you have to eat each one separately. So the Chachamim say mitzvahs mevatel zuzu. What are mitzvahs mevatel zuzu? Just like if you eat a dvar mitzvah together with the dvar harshus, also dvar harshus and the batal dvar mitzvah pulls down the level of the achila. It's called achila shavushus, like behemoth eat, like the nochrim eat, like we eat all year long. So even if it's on Pesach, I'm not eating the matzah together with a lot of marshmallow goo, or together with a ton of jam on top of it. So it's called achila shavushus. It takes away the status of achila shavushus. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, where the mitzvah is mevatel zuzu. Maybe since Hillel learns pshat of the pasuk, hamatzis amrev yochluhu, he should eat all three together. So eat all three together. So they're not in competition with each other. The matzah and the maror are considered, the Gemara calls it on daf ayin aleph, hechsher de pischa, that enhances, that's a way to fulfill the mitzvah of korban pesach, mishlei musa, in conjunction with matzah and maror. You should eat all three together. So that's what the Avdei Nezer says like this. If you have a matzah, you put on a little bit of jam. That does make it matzah asher. If you have a ton of jam on the matzah, then it's an issue of osi dvar shuzim, avatol dvar mitzvah, pulls down the level of achila. It's called achila shavishuzim. But if you just have a little bit of jam, you don't say it's mevatel. Why don't you call it matzah shira? Because it's not mitzurif to the matzah. So the only four mashkim that are mitzurif are these four, yayin shem and dvash el cholof, and the zayin mashkim. Two of them, gmayim and tal, that is lachamoni. And if you're going to use dam, the matzah is going to be drank. So you're only left with the other four that are mitzareif. The other four are mitzareif to make the Italian bread into one unit, magav mitzasa kamagav v'kulay, and to make a chiyuv hafroshas chala, that you have a kashir. It's mitzareif yachad. These mashkim are mitzareif yachad. If you only have nei peris, it won't be mitzareif yachad. So that's why you won't have a chiyuv chala. So that's what the Avnei Nezer points out. The Rambam never said explicitly what the din is. If you bake bread, or cake, or cookies, and you didn't use water, you only used one of the you used May Paris. You only used orange juice or apple cider or something like that. You didn't use one of the mashkim. Is it mitzaref or not? So the Rambam doesn't take a stand. Doesn't take a stand beferish on this machlokes, but the Avnei Nezer thinks, based on the Klole HaPsak, Rebbe Tana A disagrees with Tana B, so there's a whole list in Erevin and Daf Mem Vav, goes on and on and on, a whole from Amud Beis to Amud Aleph, a whole Amud Gemara. So based on the Klole HaPsak, he thinks that the Rama Paskins, that the May Peris, other than the Zayim Mashkim, are not Mitzarev. So he thinks that's the Rama Mlishitosa, thinks only the Zayim Mashkim are mitzaref, and that's why the Zayin Mashkin will be mitzaref to the Issa, that it should be labeled as a matzah hashira. But if you're going to have any other, you're going to have orange juice, you're going to have egg matzahs, so according to the Rambam, egg matzahs is kosher for matzah shal mitzvah. The only four mashkim that are called matzah hashira, that's a violation of lechemoni, are the yain shem and vashem cholov. But since the egg matzah, they have eggs there, what else do they have? Now they have egg matzah where they put in wine. So even according to the Rambam, it'll be considered matzah shir. Because we said, the Rishonim quotes from Yerushalmi, you're not permitted to eat matzah b'erev Pesach. You have to wait. The Gemara has, the Yerushalmi has a lashon, ki l'boil ha'resasa b'beis chom. What kind of a mashal is that? What kind of a wild mashal? So the Ozer Ruah quotes the Pirush on the Piyut that we say on Shabbos HaGodol, that we don't say on Shabbos HaGodol. It's printed in the Siddur, though. So there's a long Piyut where Reb Shmuel Mifalayzer, one of the Balei HaTosfos, has a long commentary on the Piyut that the meaning always was. Many shuls, they still say the Piyut for Shabbos HaGodol. Goes to all the dinim of the Seder and all the dinim of HaGodol and so on. So those Rishonim explain that just like Kalab Le Bracha Surah Baila, the Kala, you have to say seven brachas, you have to say seven brachas under the chuppah to be mata the Kala Le Baila, so too you say seven brachas until you get to eat the matzah. So I think yesterday we were calculating there are more than seven brachas, more than seven. So it's a question, how do they calculate? You say Kiddush, you say Bar Piagov, and then you say the Kiddush, and you say Shachian, and that's already three. Then you say Bar Piadoma on the Karpas. Then you say Asher Gialonu is the fifth bracha. Then you say Bar Piagofen again. That's the sixth bracha. When you say Asher Gialonu, Nusach Svad, you don't say Bar Piagofen on the second cup and the fourth cup. And then you say Anatilus Yadayim when you wash for bread. Then you say Alachilus Matzah. Hamotzi Lachmaras Alachilus Matzah. It's already more than it's already more. And if it's Yantav Shchali, it's B'Shabbos. So you're going to have Yantav on Amatzoy Shabbos. Then you're going to say Havdalah. It's going to be more. It's a question. How do you calculate this? You look in the Prima Godim, he quotes from many different Rishonim this same idea. Kala b'lai bracha, you say seven brachas, so you say seven brachas in the Haggadah until you get to eat the matzah. So he has different opinions from different Rishonim. How do you calculate the seven brachas? Strictly speaking, we don't really paskin like that. Because during the COVID period, a lot of people were getting married, and when the COVID is really terrible, people were afraid to go to weddings. They said everybody should stay alone. So a lot of times people would get married, there was no minyan there. So the Bicha Seiris Sin, it says, L'chatchili should have a minyan, but it's not Mi'akhe B'riyevet. There's a Shasatchak, you can recite Bicha Seiris Sin without a minyan. Birchas Nisuin, the Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah, that's called Birchas Nisuin, that cannot be recited without 10 men. So if you don't have 10 men, you can't say. So if you say Kala B'le Brachas to be taken literally, then if you live in a village where there are no 10 men, no one can get married. You have to invite people to have 10 people present when you say the Birchas Nisuin. So the except there was a big machloikis in Achrayim, and the Reiva of the Achrayim say halacha lemaisa kala b'le brachas lav dach means kala b'le chupa. If you do the chupa, so the bracha is not miyakev. You can say the sheva brachas if you don't have a minyan, but the brachas are not miyakev. The din in the maseches kala says kala b'le brachas or lebayla kenida doesn't mean b'le bracha means kala b'le chupa. You have to do the nisuin and the bracha is not miyakev. So this used to be a dayan in London, dayan Grosnas. He learned in Radin, the same time as Dr. Belkin, same time as Rabbi Gerelik, same time that half the rabbis in YU knew him from. He learned Baruch Ber. He has the modern style of tshuvas. He has tshuvas based on what he heard from Baruch Ber. Moshe Rabchaim, he spoke to Rabbi Elvola when he had shilas. He would travel to Eretz Yisrael from London. And there used to be a Talmud Chacham here in New York. He lived in the same building as Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Tuvia Goldstein, a big Talmud Chacham, he also said. They both have tshuvas on this. Dayan Grosnas and Rav Tuvia Goldstein. So they both, hey, we really paskin that la haskomas achreinim is that the Sheva Brachas are not miyakev. Just like Birchas HaMitzvah is not miyakev. So if you did the nisuin, you did the chuppah, that's a question, what constitutes nisuin? The different opinion. What constitutes erisin? So you know, you give a shavu kesef, dinik kesef. So the chassan gives a ring to the sakala. So the right mukadash is libetabazu. So that makes erisin. That makes kiddushin. What makes nisuin? So we do different things, and when you do everything all together, one opinion is that badekin is the nisuin. One opinion is he stand under the canopy is the nisuin. Another opinion is that they put a talus over the head. For us, the kanafecha alamasecha. Another opinion, the Rama's opinion, you do the yichud, go into the yichud room. That's the nisuin, and that says in the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, quote from the Maharil and quote from the Tshuvas of Belia Mizrachi, that it's not right to come and practice now that they dilly dally. It takes 20 minutes from the time they say the brichas nisuin under the chuppah till they go to the yichud room. That they say that's not right. They say miritzim is a chasim is a kala lechedra yichud. You should rush the chasim kala to the yichud room because he wants to satisfy the Rambam's opinion. The sheva brachas should be mitzurif to the yichud room. You shouldn't take 20 minutes. It's over the over. Strictly speaking, a bracha over lasiyosim is only a brachas hamitzvah should be over immediately before. You don't. The Gemara says when they say the bracha laniach tefillin, when you already have the tefillin on your arm, you're about to tighten it. That's what the Gemara says. Mishas anocha, when you have it on your arm, till you're about to tighten it. You don't say the bracha lo hanech tefillin as you're taking out the shalyad from the tefillin zekel. That's over the over. That's too far in advance. That's what the Rishonim say. You only say the bracha over lasiyos. What did the Gemara say here? And Dav Zayin and Psochim. Why did the Gemara say over? They should have said koidem asiyos. Koidem means any time before. Over means immediately before. You have to say the bracha immediately before. So since we're choshish for the Rambam's opinion that you need yichum, you need yichud in a room and no one else is there. Yichud a royal beer, there shouldn't be anybody else in the room. So you should have the seven brachas under the chuppah immediately before going to the yichud. You shouldn't dilly-dally so much. So that's the interpretation of the Avnei Nezer, a snazzy interpretation. Why, according to the Rambam, only these dalad mashkim, only Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov, make it into matzah shira, because whatever other mashkin you're going to have apple cider or you're going to have orange juice, that's not mitzarev. It's zayin, the mashkin, sharpet. Meper is not mitzarev, and therefore it's not mitzarev. Whatever is mitzarev, the yisur together, the flour together, is mitzarev to blend in. Whatever is not from the zayin mashkin, it's not mitzarev. The flour together, and it's not mitzarev, so it's like separate. So it doesn't make the isa into matzah shira. That's the Rambam's opinion. So the din is that you're not allowed to eat oichel matzah b'erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Let's say they take matzah mel, and then they make a cake out of it. So the cake you bake in the oven. So since you're baking in the oven, that's afiyah, so still you're not supposed to eat that cake on Erev Pesach, because that's called Erech HaMatzah v'Erev Pesach. It started off as matzah, and then they ground it up, and they made it into cake, so it's still, even though you say Bari Minim Zainas on it, but still the brach is still, that's called a violation of Erech HaMatzah v'Erev Pesach. If you're going to take knedlach, you're going to take matzah mel and take knedlach out of the knedlach you cook, so bishul makes it into matzah shira. So matzah shira you're permitted to eat on Erev Pesach. That's what Tosafot says. The only kind of matzah you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach is the matzah that theoretically would be acceptable to be etzer dechayv. But if it's matzah mevushalas, it's matzah shira, it's okay. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, that according to the Rama, that matzah is kosher l'mehatmin for Leil HaSeder. We don't follow that Rama. We hold it's no good. But according to the Rambam, egg matzah is not matzah shira. Only the Zayin Mashkem are matzah shira. So that's why now some of the companies make egg matzah, they pour in some grape juice. So even according to the Rambam, Yayin is one of the seven Mashkem. So that makes it matzah shira. Okay. When we start the Seder, we say first Kiddush. So in Kiddush, the Mishnah has a machlekes in the last perek. Between Mishan and Mesil, which bracha do you say first? B'di'evit, it's not mi'akev, let's say by mistake. A person says Kiddush, and then he realizes he didn't say Baruch Pe'agov, and says Baruch Pe'agov in second, he doesn't have to repeat the Kiddush, not mi'akev b'di'evit. But l'chatchila, which is the more correct way to do? Should you say first Baruch Pe'agov, or should you say first the Kiddush? That's a machlek at Mishan and Mesil, and it's at the end of brachas in the perek Eilu Dvarim. The following are machlekes between Bisham and Bisil and Besuda. So one of the machlekes listed in the Mishnah there in Perek Eilat Dvarim should be Bisham and Bisil and Besuda. In the end of Bracha, next to the last Perek and Brachas, is about whether you say Bar Piagofen first or the Kiddush first. So we pass on like Bisil. When you say Kiddush and when you say Havdalah, and under the Chuppah you say Birchas Eris and Alayayin, you say Birchas Nisu and Alayayin, by a bris, said Bar Piagov, and you say Ashi Kiddush, you did Mibet, and you always say the Bar Piagov first. If B'di'evit, you made a mistake, you said in the reverse order, B'di'evit, you would be Yetzer. The one exception to the rule is Birchas Hamazon. So Taisus and Brachas asked the question, when you bench Alakos, why don't you say Bar Piagov first, and then bench, and then drink the wine at the end, like by Kiddush and Abdullah? And a lot of times you say a lot of Brachas. Let's say, this year it's the reverse. Yontif is Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos comes, follows Yontif. But if it would be the reverse, Yontif would be on Sunday, then you would say Havdalah. Usually you say Havdalah when you go down from Shabbos to Yontif, or when you go down from Shabbos or Yontif to Chol, you say Havdalah. When you go from Yontif to Chol Hamoed, you say Havdalah. Whenever you're going down, whenever there's a day that has Kedusha, you say Kiddush. Whether you're going up or you're going down, whether Shabbos is on Erev Yontif or Shabbos on Mitzvah Yontif, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you always say Kiddush, but Havdalah you only say when you're going down a Madrega. So this year, because you're going up, Yom Tov is going to be in Chutzlot. Yom Tov is going to be Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, you're going up a Madrega, so you don't say Havdalah. You only say Havdalah in the reverse. If Yom Tov is on Matzoi Shabbos, then you say Havdalah. So if you have Yom Tov Shachal b'Matzoi Shabbos, then you say Yak Nahaz. That's the Gemara has that Rosh Hashanah. Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah's Man. So you say Bar Piagofen, then you don't drink the wine until you say Kiddush Ne Havdalah's Shachyon. Shachyon is called Zman. Shachyon, okay. Nikimone Bigyono La Zman Azeh. So the Bracha of Shachyon is called the Bracha of Zman. So you say a whole bunch of brachas. It's not a hefsek between the Bar Piagofen and the drinking. Kach Tiknu Chachamim. That it doesn't constitute a hefsek. So Taisus and Brachas raises that question. How come when you bench Alakos, say first say bench, and then you say Baruch Pi'agofen at the end? Why don't you say Baruch Pi'agofen in the beginning? So Taisus says, no. Whenever you recite Birchas HaMazon, that's a declaration of Pesach Hadas from eating. You declare that you finished eating. So if you would have said Baruch Pi'agofen on the wine that you're going to drink in the Koshal Bracha after you finish benching, you would have said Baruch Pi'agofen before the benching. So the benching would be a declaration of Pesach Hadas. I finished eating, I'm not going to eat anymore. Then you would have to say another Bar Piagofen after you finish the bench, and so you don't gain anything by saying the Bar Piagofen before. So there, they still all agree with Bishama. There they all agree. First he said the benchin, and then he said the bar pagofen afterwards. But any other occasion, under the chuppah, both by brichas eris and the brichas nisuin and kiddush and abdol and by a bris, you always say a bracha lakal, say first bar pagofen, and then you say the bracha. Pesach night, there are two exceptions to the rule, and the mefarshim don't explain why. The bracha asher gi'alanu, the second cup of wine, we say asher gi'alanu go'al yisrael, then we say bar pagofen afterwards, and the fourth cup of wine is brichas hashir. So there are two opinions, what constitutes brichas hashir. You finish the second half of halal. Usually, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of halal. You say halal shalom, and if you leave out one line, you're not yotze. So on Pesach night, we split the halal. We say part of the halal before, part of the halal after the meal. And it's machlokes of Bishayim and Misil, how much of the halal do you say before the meal, and the rest you say after the meal. Yeah, well, what is that all about? We want to be, so the Netziv explains, we want to be kaver the Suda as the Suda's Haidoya. So you say halal, part of the halal before, part of the halal after, but the Ika halal is the halal after the meal. Most people, many people don't have a niggun for the second half of the halal. So that's why they run through it without realizing that's the more important part. The Ika halal really is the halal that the Baal HaMor has that. In his commentary, the end of Psochem on the bottom of the Rif, he quotes a Gemara from Tainus. If the Bezim was goes to Tainus, Bizman HaTanoim. Until recently, they didn't know how to desalinate water. So if it wouldn't rain in Eretz Yisrael, it would be a disaster. Vegetation wouldn't grow. There wouldn't be any water for the babies to drink and for the people to drink. It would be a sakana. So whenever there would be atziras gishamim, there's not enough rain, the Bezim would be goes to Tainus. But now, a couple of years ago, around 10 years ago, the Rabbanut has a lot of younger Rabbanim in it. So the Rabbanut was considering being Goyz HaTaynis because there was Hatziras Gisham. So the older Rabbanim from the Esharim, the old-time Rabbanim, they were laughing at the young Rabbanim from the Rabbanut. What are you Goyz HaTaynis about? We know how to desalinate water now, so there's no sakana. You have the whole Mediterranean there. It'll cost you a lot of money, but there's no sakana nefashos. You don't Goyz HaTaynis if it's going to cost you, it's going to be expensive. You Goyz HaTaynis when it's a sakana for people. So the Mishnah has, what if Bezna was Goyz HaTaynis because of Atziras Gishomim, it's a sakana, years ago, and then it rains in the middle of the day. So did they have to continue to fast or not till the end of the day? The Mishnah says it depends. If it rained before Chatzos, they didn't even begin the Tonis. You have a late breakfast, we call it brunch. So you have a late breakfast, that's not called the Tonis. But if it didn't rain till after Chatzos, so that's they already did a Haschalas HaTaynis, so then you have to fast till the end of the day. So whenever it rains before Chatzos, then you call it quits. Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, that's how we paskin. Rains before Chatzos, then you don't fast till the end of the day. Rains after Chatzos, you have to fast till the end of the day. So if it rains before Chatzos, then the Mishnah says everybody should go home and eat, then they should all gather together in shul and say halal. So the Gemara asked the question on that Mishnah, the Gemara in Tainus asked the question, why did they eat first, and then they gathered together in shul and say, halal, how long is the halal going to say? How long is it going to take? It's not like Shlomo Kalbach that it took an hour and a half for halal with his guitar. How long going to take? 15 minutes, the whole house, and no one's going to drop dead if they say halal first, and then go home and eat. The Gemara says, no. Einamim halal el al keres maleya the nefesh seveya. The halal will be sung with more gishmak if you go eat first. So Gemara says, everybody should go eat. If it rains before Chatzos, everybody should go eat. And then they gather together in shul, and then they say the halal later. So the Baal HaMor has that comment over here. He says, the ikah halal on Leila Seder is the halal that you say after the meal is off. Enam halal al keres maleya, the nefesh. Tos is there in the end of Tainus, asks the question, on Chanukah we say halal in the morning before breakfast. On Pesach Shavuos we say halal in the morning before breakfast. What happened to Rosh Chodesh? Whenever you say halal, we always say before breakfast. What happened to the rule? Ein olam halal. So Tosfos says it's unclear what Tosfos answers. So the Tosfos Yontav Mishnayos says that the Loshon Tosfos is Megumgam. Probably if you look at Tosfos Rosh, probably says it better. Tosfos says there are different kinds of halal. There's a halal b'shas hanes. Then there's a halal zechel hanes. So let's say Chanukah, the halal zechel hanes. And then there's a halal on Simchas Yontav. on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. It's not Zecher Hanes, not B'Shas Hanes. So the Halal on Leil HaSeder is considered Halal B'Shas Hanes. That's famous from Rav Elbel Soloveitchik. He showed that the Ran quotes that the name Rav Haigar, that you don't recite the bracha at all. There were different opinions in the Tosfos. On Pesach night, when you say part of the halal before the meal, part of the halal after the meal, do you say two brachas on the halal? One bracha on the first half of the halal, one bracha on the second half of the halal? You only say one bracha in the beginning, and then you mapsik in the middle? Or you don't say a bracha at all? So Rabbi Goen, quoted by the Ran, and the Rif says, no, this is supposed to be a spontaneous halal. Halal b'shas hanes, we learn that from the Chumash. The Chumash records it on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf, B'nai Yisrael sang Os Yoshem Moshem B'nai Yisrael. Why did the Chumash record it? To teach us that that's the right thing to do. We should spontaneously know on our own that we say halal. You're going to say, Asher Kedushan Abim Mitzvah, so we say, Yvonne, Likur, Sahalal. We praise you because you told us that that's what we have to do. So what? We thank you very much because you told us that we're supposed to thank you. So it takes away from the spontaneity. You have to show that you have the feeling on your own. Halal Zechalanes. Halal Zechalanes. Halal Lachanukah Zechalanes. And this happened 2,000 years ago in Bizman Baisheni. So we say Halal Zechalanes. Halal or Halal on Yom Tovim is a Halal Rav Simchas Yontov. But if the Halal is Halal B'Shas Hanes, then it's a different thing. That's Halal Deraisa. Halal B'Shas Hanes is Deraisa. Learn that from the Pasuk. Goes Yosher. The Chumash records the fact that Esau recited Oz Yosher and Parshas B'Shalach. Neither HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we did the right thing. Intuitively, Ben Yisrael did the right thing. So the Mishnah Megillah has, there are Dovash and Mitzvah Sabayam, Dovash and Mitzvah Sabalayla, certain mitzvahs they have to do in the daytime, certain you have to do at night. So I said, Halal can only be Bayom. Can't say Halal Balayla. So how come I pace it up like you say Halal? So different answers are given. So the accepted answer is, no, that's Halal B'Shas HaNes. Because we say in our God, V'chol Dara Dara Chavarim Liris HaSatz Mekilu Hiyotz Mem Mitzrayim, we feel obligated on our own. We feel obligated to be said halas halas b'shas hanes. Because we hold over dorach ayvan neres kilu hu yotza atzma me Mitzrayim now. You have to feel as if you just left Mitzrayim now. Tfichach anachnach ayovim lahalas halas b'shas hanes. Halas b'shas hanes, you can say balayla. The Chido has such a tshuva. The Chido wrote many svarim. Chido lived in the 1700s. I remember there used to be a professor here who lived in a neighborhood. He was a colorful, he was a descendant of Rabbi Samson, Raphael Hirsch, but he was from the kibbutz side of the family. Rabbi Breuer was a more serious person. So he was from a different child of Rabbi Shimshon of Foliash. So he used to teach political science in the city university. So he once took a year of sabbatical in Eretz Yisrael. So he tells me, he didn't tell me all this, he tells me, he attended the funeral of the Chido. So I'm looking at him. He attended the funeral of the Chido. Chido died over 100 years ago. This guy's not 100 years old. Then he says, they moved his body. He died in Italy. He was buried in Italy. They moved his body to Eretz Yisrael. That was the year that he happened to be in Eretz Yisrael. He attended the second funeral of the Chido when they reburied him in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. So the Chido wrote many sorts. So several of the volumes are Shadas and Tshuvas. As a Tshuva, there was a boat that there were many Jews on the boat, and there was a big storm at sea, and the people thought the boat was going to sink. They were petrified, and then they had a Yeshua. They davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had a Yeshua. So they were discussing, should they say Halal? The whole issue happened in the middle of the night. Should they say Halal? So he paskins, yes. Halal B'Shas HaNes. You say halal even whenever the Yeshua comes, then you say halal in the middle of the night also. Halal on Chanukah morning, Zechel HaNes, that's only the Rabbanan. Halal, there's a Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, the halal on Chanukah is the Raisa because of the Kal V'Chaymer. The Kal V'Chaymer. What Kal V'Chaymer? The Gemara has in Megillah, the Gemara has a Kal V'Chaymer. The Gemara asks, how come you don't say halal on Purim? If Bnei Yisrael said Oz Yashir, even though most of the time the Mitzrayim were not killing them, when they said Kol Abein Hayil Ad Yoreh Tashlichu, they were killing Jewish babies, and then sometimes they would build the babies into the walls in the buildings that they were building with the cement. So there were periods of time that they were killing, but most of the time it was only Abdus. So the Gemara says, Madach me Abdus lecheirus. They said halal, and the Torah approves of it, it records Oz Yashir. So Mimavis lechaim lakol shkein, on Purim, there was a gzera to kill all the Jews. Hashman lahar alag, let's call him Tava Noshim Yom Echad, to kill all the Jews, so shouldn't it be al kal v'chaymer? So the Gemara gives an answer. So the Chassam Sofer has a famous comment, and the truth is that Kal V'Chaim is one of the Yud Gimel Mishah Taranid Resh Espem. So din that's established based on Kal V'Chaim is assumed to be a real din there, Raisa. So he says that Halal Achanekeh is a Kal V'Chaim. That's a question. Achanekeh was also Mimavis L'Chaim. Purim was Mimavis L'Chaim. That was a Kal V'Chaim. Mami Avdus L'Cheirus, they said, Halal. Mimavis L'Chaim L'Kolshkin. So the Gemara has the Kal V'Chaim for Purim. The Gemara doesn't really have it for Achanekeh. But that's what the Chassam Sofer says. Kal V'Chaim is for the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam. So reciting Halal Chanukah is a din d'oraisa. That's the Chuvas Chassam Sofer that originally, right after Hakamas HaMedina, so the Rabban Ut wanted to institute some celebration on Yom HaTzma'ut. So they asked, there was one of the Gedolim who was a big guy in Europe, Meshulam Bruth. He wrote the Chuvas called Mavasa. So he was Nitzol after the war. He was Nitzol, and he was a member of the Rabbanut. So he was the one, they asked him to write the Tshuva. So he wrote the Tshuva, so he says, we don't have any authority to make any takonas, but the Chassam Sofer says, you don't have to make a takona. He says, Halan Chanukah is the Raisa, so we're mechuyev min haTorah to recite Halan Yom HaTzmur. So it's very difficult. It's very difficult because the Netziv quotes that Chassam Sofer, the Netziv was a teenager when he wrote a commentary on the Sheiltis. Interesting. Most people don't even know what the Sheiltis is. So the Netziv, as well as his brother-in-law, and the brother-in-law of the Netziv was the author of the Aruch HaShulchan. Mrs. Aruch HaShulchan, her maiden name was Berlin. She was the sister of the Netziv. And then later on, when the Netziv's first wife passed away, so he married the daughter, his sister's daughter. He married his niece. And the author of the Torah Tmima was also a son of the Aruch HaShulchan. So he learned in Volozhin. So he always refers to his uncle, the Netziv. He wrote an autobiography that's called Mekor Baruch. His name was Baruch Epstein, Baruch HaLevi Epstein. And he wrote his autobiography, Mekor Baruch, what the source of the family is, where they come from. He claims that Epstein is a corruption of the word Ben Ben Eshti. It's not because they lived in the city Epstein, a section in Germany over there. He says they were descendants from the Bemeneshti family. He says they were descendants from the family, the Rabbein Zrachi Alevi, the Balamor, is from the Bemeneshti family. So he sometimes defends difficult Balamors, and he says, well, I'm an ancestor. That's an ancestor of his. He's a descendant of his. So he feels he wants to defend the Balamor. Anyway, so the Torah Tmima, when he writes about his uncle, the Netziv, that's a whole chapter from his autobiography that they translated to English, my uncle, the Netziv, he calls him Dodi Gisi. First he was his uncle, it was his mother's brother. Then when the Netziv's first wife passed away, then he married his niece, who was 40 years younger than him. And then they had Ramer Bar Ilan, who was the son of the Netziv in the second marriage. And Rab Chaim Berlin was the son of the Netziv in the first marriage. He was like 50 years older than his younger brother. So the Netziv, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, his brother-in-law, they both wrote commentaries on the Sheiltis. So the Netziv wrote when he was a teenager, he wants to disagree with this Chassam Sofer, but you have to disagree with respect. So he says, Hagoyen v'hatzadik, HaChassam Sofer, he gives him Hagoyen v'hatzadik, usually when he quotes Chassam Sofer, doesn't say Hagoyen v'hatzadik, he writes Chassam Sofer, because he wants to disagree, so he writes Hagoyen v'hatzadik, HaChassam Sofer writes, that reciting Halal Achanik is a din deraisa, and that's what the Kol Mevaser of Meshulam Roth writes. He says, we don't have to make a takon, we don't have authority to make takonis today, so we don't have to make a takon. The Chassam Sofer says that whenever you have a Yeshua, you're obligated to recite the Halal Min HaTorah. So he says, Halal An Yom HaTzmaut is Min HaTorah. So then Netziv says, with all due respect, Netziv writes about Chanukah, with all the respect for the holy tzaddik, Hagoyim HaTzaddik HaChassam Sofer, he says it's against the Gemara. It's the Beferish Gemara in the second parak in Brachas that Kriya Shema is the Raisa, Halal Chanukah is only the Rabbanan. So the fair is only the Rabbanan. Eilach Sam Sofer said is there Isa. So he says, no, Halal Bishas HaYeshua. Halal Bishas HaNes is there Isa. Halal Zechal HaNes is only by the Rabbanan. The night of Pesach, we recite Halal at night because we consider it Chol Dor Dor Chayavadim Nesnas Geili Yotzim Mitzrayim Achshav Chicha Anach Nachayavim LaHalal. That's considered Halal Bishas HaNes. That's why you can say Halal Balaylo. And Halal Bishas HaNes, you make a Surah Haidoya out of it. Make a Surah Haidoya. And that's preferable is Einam Halal Al Keres Malei B'Nefesh Seveya. When it's Halal Bishas HaNes, then you should first eat the meal. And then when you're full and you're satiated, then the halal, you'll be able to sing the halal with more gishmak. That's why halal on Pesach night is different. So that's a problem. That's a problem. Again, every bracha lakos, we saw every bracha lakos, first say Burpa Gofen, then you say Bechas Eris, and then you say Bechas Disu, and then you say Kiddush, then you say Abdullah. Then you say by the bris, you say the bracha Shikida, she did me better. The one exception to the rule is benching, that they say the Bar Pragafen after, so Tyson Brocha says, you say the Bar Pragafen before, the benching is a declaration of Hesach Hadas for meeting, then you'll have to say another Bar Pragafen after, so why say before? You won't gain anything, say the Bar Pragafen after. But on Pesach night, it's a problem. So the Sephardim don't say Bar Pragafen on the second cup and the fourth cup. They say Bar Pragafen on the first cup of wine, and then the second cup is 20 minutes later, so why should you say another bracha? And they say Bar Piagofen after the benching, it bench ala kos, then that bracha on the third cup is the fourth cup also, when you say the Birchas Hashir. But the Ashkenazim follow the other opinions in the Rishonim, that each cup of wine is a bracha ala kos b'shnei atzma. And that's Allah. You got to say Bar Piagofen on a koishal bracha, and a bracha lakos, even if you don't need it, mitam birchas hanenin. Mitam birchas hanenin, it's really covered with the bragofen at the first cup, at the third cup. The second and the fourth cup should be covered. Like under the chuppah, you say bragofen twice. What is in the second cup? Because the birchas nisuin, it's a bracha lakos. You need it by the bragofen, not mitam birchas hanenin. Mitam bracha lakos. So that's according to the practice of the tzvardim, that they don't say bragofen on the second course and the fourth course, and that's the question. Why did they say second Bar Piagofen under the chuppah because Shal Nisuin? It should be covered with the first course of wine. That is a problem. Anyway, so the problem is by the Ashkenazim also, why do we say the Bar Piagofen after Ashir Gelonu and after Birchas Hashir? You should say the Bar Piagofen on the second and the fourth cups of wine on Pesach night. You should really say the Bar Piagofen Before you say the Bracha Shir Galona, before the Birchas Hashir. You get the feeling as if they had a Haggadah that didn't, a Sephardish Haggadah that didn't have Bar Piagofen the second and the fourth time. So a rabbi told the printer, put in Bar Piagofen. So he put it in at the end. He should have put it in before the Hashir Galona, before the Birchas Hashir. That is an issue. The Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel in the last parak in Sochem. All year long, when you say Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontav, is it you say Kiddush al Ayayin, that's it? So when they say Kiddush in Shul, everybody's Yotze Kiddush. Or they say, no, Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda. So that's how we pass. And Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda. The Gemara tells the case, they recite Kiddush and they had candles lit. And then they were going to eat the meal there. And then the candles went out, so they can't eat in the dark. So they moved to a different location to eat. So the Gemara said they had to say Kiddush over again because they warned you. I'd say with the first Kiddush, Kiddush has to be b'makom suda. If they would have had, if they had washed already and they started eating, so then they already made a Kiddush b'makom suda. But the candles went out in between the Kiddush and the Hamoitzi. So what are you going to say Hamoitzi in the dark? You don't enjoy eating in the dark. So they had to move to another room, had to move to another building. So then they had to say Kiddush again. So Kiddush has to be b'makom suda. So some families, some newlyweds, so they want to celebrate with both sets of parents. So they have the first half of the Haggadah till the first two cups of wine they have by these parents, and then they go to the other parents. So you have a relative in the hospital, So you say the first half of the Haggadah to say at home, and then you go to the hospital to say the rest of the Haggadah there. So that's not acceptable. We paskan. You have to have Kiddush b'makom suda. Usually Kiddush b'makom suda means you shouldn't engage in any conversations or any other activities in between the Kiddush and the Hamotzi. You make Kiddush and you walk right away to wash until it's done. Unless you have so many people. I remember when I was very young, I was in Rabbi Tendler's class the first year of high school. And then that summer, after the first year of high school, Rabbi Tendler sent a whole group of boys to learn at Lakewood. Looking back, I'm not sure exactly what his kavanah was. I think he wanted to be Mechazik Lakewood. Lakewood was a tiny little yeshiva. There weren't 100 students. I don't even know if there were 50 students. Rabbi Moshe Hirsch, who's now very sick now in Eretz Yisrael, he married the daughter of the Rosh Hashiva Slabotke. He's now the Rosh Hashiva Slabotke. He wasn't there yet. He came, that was in the summertime, he came after. There was a different Moshe Hirsch there when I was there, the Moshe Hirsch, the Meshugana, who joined the Turi Karta later on. He was a lunatic. And Abadi was there. Abadi was single at that time. Yeah, so there's a small group of people. Rabbi Tendler had a single brother, his brother Yossi Tendler, who passed away before him. He was the denial of the high school in Eretz Yisrael in Baltimore. He was single at that time. So he was looking after the whole group of boys. I was the youngest one in the group. So remember, there was only one sink. So on Shabbos, someone made Kiddush everybody. Then you had around 50, 60 people had to wash until the Shadayim at one sink. So it took quite a while. So some of the people sat down with the Mishnah Berurah and they had a whole Seder. You're not supposed to learn in between the Kiddush, but what are you going to sit and stand around and talk? Lashon Hara, Dvar Mitzvah, might as well sit and learn. But they were going to wash as soon as it would be their turn. They're not going to push everybody else over. So that's called Kiddush B'makom Suda. So on Pesach Nai, it's also Kiddush B'makom Suda. You say Kiddush and you plan to say Hamotzi over here. You're gonna say Hamotzi over here. Wherever you say Hamotzi, that's where you have to bench Birchas Hamotzi B'makom. After you finish the third cup of wine, and you say Birchas Hamotzi, then if you want, you can go to someone else's house. Bizman HaMikdash, they did it all the time, like that. Because the Gemara says, Gagam Aliyos Lo Nizkachu. The Eratika, you have to eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, the Eratika. So the Gemara says, you can't eat it on the upper floors, on the rooftops, you can't eat it on the second floor. Only the ground floor. So the ground floor, there were millions of people came to participate in Korban Pesach. People even came from Chutz La'aretz. That's a question of your mechuyev. Is one obligated to come from Chutz La'aretz to be Oyla Regel? So the Gemara says, whoever doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael, not mechuyev and Ali Oyla Regel. The Gemara says, based on the pasuk. But Tosis over here on Gimel on the base, it says, whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz, not mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach. Many people did come, but that was a Eina Mitzvah B'Yosef. So on the side of the Tosis printed sideways, they tell you to look in the Mishnah Melech, who disagrees with everything that Tosis said. He thinks that it's wrong. But later, Achreinim, after the Mishnah Melech, they write, no, there is such a line in the Talmud Yerushalmi. It sounds like that. That the Korban Pesach is considered, the Babli has also an Yuma. Korban Pesach is considered like a Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur is always paid for by Machzah Shekel money. Korban Pesach is a Korban Yochid. In that sense, it's not a Korban Tzibur, not paid for by Machzah Shekel money, but it's Osi Bechenufya. The whole Klal Yisrael comes together. So in a certain sense, it's similar to Korban Tzibur. So the Tzibur is really the Ikat Tzibur, the Jews who live in Eretz, all the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are considered Ki Yechidim Domum. That's a Gemara in a few places. So that's what it's based on. That all the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are considered Ki Yechidim, and they're not part of the Tzibur. So the Tzibur, we have a Kedushas Yisrael. Whoever has Kedushas Yisrael is Kedushana B'mitzvahs V'tzivonim. Whoever has Kedushas Yisrael is obligated to observe the mitzvahs of Tliyas Ba'aretz. It is obligated to observe all the mitzvahs. But only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered part of the Tzibur. So there's only they are mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach. So Tosis has such a chiddush that Mishador B'chutz La'aretz, not only what the Gemara says later, then I'm mechuyev in Aliyah L'Regel, that's the Gemara Ches on the base. Mishador B'chutz La'aretz not mechuyev to be Oyla Regel based on the Pasuk, but Tosis is alluding to that Yerushalmi. that Mishador B'chutzal is not mechuyiv to participate in Korban Pesach. Yeah? Not mechuyiv in Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says that millions of people came to eat Korban Pesach, can only eat on the ground level. There isn't enough room in the Eratika for everybody to eat on the ground level. So they had to eat in shifts. So this, whoever, they probably had a lottery or something. So whoever wasn't zeichet to the first shift, the second shift, and the third shift, they were standing there and they were encouraging the people who were in the first shift, finish eating and leave. So after they finished, they would say Kiddush. He started to say the word Kiddush. You have to have Kiddush Mokum Suda. Then you have to bench Birchas HaMazon. After Birchas HaMazon, then they can go somewhere else to have the fourth cup of wine. So they would go to the rooftops, where you can't be Yotzei Korban Pesach, to enable the second shift and the third shift, that they should be able to eat on the ground level, to eat the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara has an expression, Kazesa Pischa, they ate a Kazesa of Korban Pesach on the ground level. Then when it came to the second half of the hallel, they would say the second half of the hallel on the rooftops, they would be dancing and jumping so much, you would get the impression as if the ceiling is going to collapse. Like sometimes you go to a wedding and the boys from the yeshiva are dancing so much, you feel as if the floor is going to cave in. The floor is shaking. So that's what the Gemara says, Kazesa Pischa, they had a Kazais Korban Pesach on the ground level, and then after the third cup of wine, they finished the Birchas HaMazon is the third cup of wine. Then the second shift said, "Leave. Give us a chance to start. We want to make Kiddush. We want to start. You want to finish by Chatzos HaLaila. You have to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. That's a Mishnah." There's an interesting Baal Hamor. The Gemara says that the last Mishnah says, "Hey, Maftir Achat Pesach Hafikoymen. You're not allowed to eat anything after the Korban Pesach. In the Mishnah, you're not allowed to have any dessert after you eat the Korban Pesach. Kadesh ate Tam Pesach b'fiv. You should linger, the flavor of the Korban Pesach, the fleshic flavor, should linger in your mouth. You're going to have dessert, so you're going to wash away the flavor." Then the Gemara has a machlok. What about this manazah? We don't have any Korban Pesach. They say you shouldn't eat anything after the matzah. You eat matzah at the end of the meal. So also the din applies, so that's a machlok. And we say, yeah, that even Mizman is that there's no Korban Pesach, Kadesha Eitam Matzah B'fiv. Okay. Kadesha Eitam Matzah B'fiv. What kind of aloch is that? Chaviv is HaMitzvah. You should go to sleep. You shouldn't brush your teeth. You go to sleep with the flavor of the Korban Pesach in your mouth, fleshic flavor. But Mizman is that there's no Pesar HaPesach at the end. Kadesha Eitam Matzah B'fiv. You should have the flavor of the matzah at the end. So the Baal Hamor has a historical interpretation of that din, and he restricts it. He says the din is, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, whoever ate in the first or the second shift, and there's going to be another shift, so the later group who was going to eat later would encourage the first people to finish eating, give us a chance. We didn't say Kiddush yet. It's already an hour after Ma'ariv, and we didn't begin to say Kiddush yet. I remember in the building where I live, so there used to be many Jewish families lived in the building, and there was only one sukkah downstairs. After living there many years, a lot of people made their own sukkahs. Why do I have to eat in the community sukkah? So I remember we used to have a lottery before sukkahs, who has the right to eat the first shift. And the people from the second shift and the third shift were always standing there waiting. The people should finish already. We didn't say Kiddush yet. They're sitting and telling stories in the sukkah, and we're all waiting for them to finish eating. So that's the way it used to be, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. So because they would kick them out after they would bench, after the third cup of wine, the benching, the second shift would kick out the first shift, and they would go to the rooftops. Kazesa Pischa V'Halela Paka Yigra, they would say the halal on top of the rooftops, so it would sometimes take them a while till they'd find a rooftop where there was nobody there, where they can go up. A lot of times the door was locked. They can't go upstairs to the rooftop to say halal. They have to make room for the others to the next shift to eat on the ground level. So that's why the Baal Hamor said the Chachamim were afraid that they may look and look and look. They won't find a place. So they won't say, they won't drink the fourth cup of wine, and they won't say the second half of the halal. Second half of the halal is the more important part. So they made a din with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat anything. You should have the Tam Pesach till after he finishes the halal and the fourth cup of wine. After he finishes the fourth cup of wine, you can eat whatever you want. We don't follow that opinion. We hold that even after you finish the whole Haggadah, you're not allowed to eat anything. You're supposed to go to sleep with the Tam Pesach Lefiv. Avnei Nezer has a suggestion. He thinks that since you can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, that's a Mishnah, you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. So, what kind of a din is that? Kadesh Etam Pesach Lefiv. Chavivas HaMitzah, you want the flavor to linger on. So he thinks it's not, doesn't mean Chavivas HaMitzah. He thinks that according to Rabbi Lozem and Azariah, there's a Maplikz Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozem and Azariah and the first Perek and Brachas. That din that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach b'chatzos, is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? So Rabbi Kiva holds that it's only a din d'rabbanan. And I tell you, you can eat Korban Pesach all night long, but all night long is up until Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is very dark outside. So a lot of people will look outside, they'll think it's not yet Alos HaShachar, they'll eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar. That's an Issa Karis. If you eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar, that's Noiser. One who eats Noiser is Chayv Karis. B'shegek, they'll eat the Noiser B'shegek, they'll be Chayv Achatas for violating an Issa Karis. B'shegek, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar. So the Medu Chumim Rabbanon, by Chatas and Osham and Korban Pesach, you have to eat it by Chatzos Kedela Harchikus Odomen Ha'aver. So that's what the Gemara has on the very end of Psochem. If the whole din is like Rabbi Kiva, that Menatari can eat the Korban Pesach all night long till Alois HaShachar, it's only Kedela Harchikus Odomen Ha'aver. So then it only applies to Korban Pesach, because if you eat the Korban Pesach after Alois HaShachar, it'll be nicer, it'll be an Issa Koris. But if you eat Matzah, does the din carry over to matzah? The din derabbanan that you shouldn't eat after chatzos. What will be the tragedy if you eat matzah after Alos HaShachar, you're eating before Shachris? So Lubavitch always eat before Shachris. They daven Shachris at that doomsday. They daven Shachris at 11 o'clock. So they're starving. So they always eat before Shachris. So it's not right. You're not supposed to eat before Shachris. But it's not an aver sheish b'koris. So that's what the Gemara says. If you hold, if the din is like Rabbi Akiva, that the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only Medirabbanan, then the Gemara says it does not carry over to Matzah, only applies to Korban Pesach. But if the din is like Rabbi Lozem and Azariah, that Chatzos is a din d'araisa, then the whatever is the zman of Korban Pesach, the zman of the Matzah and the Maror and everything. So then you should really finish the Matzah before Chatzos also. And the Rana Megillah is quoted, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rana and the Rif and Megillah, that not only should you finish the Afikayman by Chatzos, you should finish the whole Arba Kaisis. The Bichas Hashir with the fourth cup of wine should also finish by Chatzos. When we had little children, now those little children are marrying off their little children. We have already great children, great grandchildren. So the children, and they all went to Broyas on Chalamay, they all got together, and each one was outdoing the other one. Can you top this? So they say, we finished this Seder at 2 o'clock. And I say, we finished this Seder at 3 o'clock. They finished 4 o'clock. My children say, we finished by Chatzos. We went to sleep after. Finished by Chatzos. That's what it says in Shulchan. You should finish all the Abakashis by Chatzos. Yeah, so that's, if you hold like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, that Chatzos is a din d'oraisa, and the Moker is by Korban Pesach. You should finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. Then it carries over to the Matzah, in the Mora, and possibly even to the Abakos, that's the Ramah. That's the Shah. So how do we pass? When they pass like Rabbi Kiva, they pass like Rabbi Lozem and Azar. So usually when there's a Machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozem and Azar, we pass like Rabbi Kiva. But here, the question is, there's a Stam Mishnah, Alochik is Stam Mishnah, Stam Mishnah and Azam Mekayim. It says, HaPesach ha'in ha'nech ala ala ha'chatzos, ha'in ha'nech ala ala minuy, ha'in ha'nech ala tzol, ha'in ha'nech ala 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 HaPesach ein nechel ala b'chametz. What does that mean? B'chametz is the Rosh Hashanah. It's balayla chatzos, menuyov, and tzli. Ein ochel HaPesach ala b'chametz is the Rosh Hashanah. Balayla chatzos, and menuyov, and tzli. So the Gemara has a comment, the double negative. Ein nechel ala at chatzos sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. If it would have been din d'rabbanan, they wouldn't write it so sharply That's what the Gemara comments in the end of Zamekayman. On the last Mishnah in Perek Zamekayman, the Gemara comments that the Mishnah has a double negative to imply that it's a din d'oraisa. So that's what Tosfos says at the end of the Masechta. It would appear as if the din is like Rav Loza ben Azaria. From that Mishnah, that the din of Chatzos is d'oraisa. Here it's a Tosfos Kuf Chofam and Beis. That's the question, how do we pass it? So Mikra Din, we know how we pass it. We really pass like Rabbi Akiva. The Chatzos is only with the Rabban, and it doesn't really carry over to Matzvah. Because there were some Bali HaTosfos who thought maybe the din should be like our blood and eye because of that stop mission in the end. It was El Mekayman. So that's why we recommend that everything should be, should finish everything by Chatzos. They used to say about the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who tried to move the Seder on with the speed that he should finish everything by Chatzos. But his wife used to prepare all kinds of courses for the meal. And if it would mean that he would have to tell his wife to leave out one of the courses that she made, so he didn't want to hurt his feelings. It's not right to make a chumrah at the expense of your wife. So he let his wife serve whatever she wanted, and he didn't give her any instructions. That's the official reason that they say. Maybe he knew that he can't fight with his wife. She's going to win. She's going to do whatever she wants anyway. They say that when he got married, and when they went into the yichud room, so he was a very bright, promising young Talmud Chochma. They got married. So he said, I make up with you now. Whenever we have a dispute, you win. Whenever we have an argument how to proceed in the family, you win. So maybe that's why. Whatever. But you should try to finish by Chatzos. Yeah. What else do you have to know about the Seder? We spoke a little bit yesterday about kidneys. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes about the kidneys. They started a minig in the days of the Gemara. We said the Tosfos on Mem Amud Beis, the last line of Tosfos had about chasisi, that in the days of the Gemara, if the people in charge of the kitchen are not b'nei Torah, not such medaktik in the mitzvahs, you shouldn't really have kidneys. So there's a mocha in the Gemara for that. So Moshe recommended, he thinks we don't have to add on more kidneys. But over the years, what happened was they keep on adding on more and more kidneys. So corn on the cob. In Europe, I don't think they had corn on the cob. So I think it's an American Michael. So they added on corn. Then peanuts, I mentioned yesterday. That when I was in high school, the Rebbe had learned in Europe in the yeshiva, and he learned in Shanghai when the Mir Yeshiva was there. So he says they were sitting in the base medrash and eating peanuts. And the Chinaman who used to wash the floor came and he said, Hummets. I said, what hummets? He kept on pointing to the peanuts. I said, what? He touched the peanuts. I said, what are you talking about? They never heard of it. The first they ever heard that peanuts is kidneys. The guy didn't know kidneys. But he said, hummets, that they're not supposed to eat peanuts. Years ago, everybody had peanuts, planters, peanut oil. Everybody used planters, peanut oil, kosher lepesa. Now they don't allow peanut oil. Even if you hold that peanuts are kidneys, but the oil also you're not allowed to eat. It's chumis on top. You keep on adding on more. The Moshe recommends you shouldn't add on. You should leave it the way it is. Yeah. What else did we not cover? Karpas. Tosfos has one opinion. They quote from the piyut that we say on Shabbos HaGadol, that we don't say on Shabbos HaGadol. It's printed in the Siddur. That the Chachamim introduced karpas because the morer is dvarim habayim shalayim machmas hasuda. That really a morer you should say barpi adoma because it's bitter. Who eats bitter vegetables in the middle of the meal? It's not normal. So it's not. Let's say in the middle of the meal you're going to have some schnapps. Schnapps doesn't blend in with the meal. So many Jews have a minig. If they have fish, then you have some schnapps. So some say, since the fish is dvar mabar machmer asuda, and the minig is you have schnapps in between after the fish, the schnapps also becomes dvar mabar machmer asuda. So that's a sofik. But if you have schnapps just to drink l'chaim on some happy occasion, then you say bracha on the schnapps. That's dvar mabar shaloi machmer asuda. So bitter vegetables doesn't make sense. People don't eat bitter vegetables all year long. So Tosfos says you really should say bar pri adama. But then you're going to be saying two brachas over the maror. Bar pri adama and bracha ashikrasham sa alachilas maror. That may be a violation of einos mitzvus chabilis to say two different brachas. I in the matzah you say bracha amoitze alachilas matzah. And Tosfos no. Amoitze you say on the two shleimas, alachilas matzah you say on the prusa. You have 2.5 matzahs. So it's on two different matzahs. But you should really not say two brachas on the same thing. So that's one opinion of Tosfos. So that's what motivated the Chachamim to say a bracha bari hadama on the karpas way before, because if you're going to wait till you're up tomorrow, then it's going to be a problem. And esa mitzvah chavilas chavilas. And then the other balei Tosfos say that's leitzonis. What, the bracha bari hadama, the karpas covers the maror. It's an hour later. How can it cover? It's a hesach hadasim between. The Gemara says, when even though you wash before you dip in the karpas into the salt water, it's you have to wash with the bracha before you eat the matzah because it's a hesach hadasa in between. So the other balei Torah say it's a hesach hadasa mishmiras ha'idayim, it's not a hesach hadasa on the achila. So the bar pe'adama does cover. So that's why the minig is that you say bar pe'adama on the karpas, you have in mind that this should cover the maror. Then you're careful not to have a kazayas of karpas because maybe it is a hesach hadas, maybe you should say bar nefashas. Maybe it won't be covered with the Birchas HaMazon later because it stands alone. So that's the minig. That's the minig that you eat less than a kazayis for the karpas because you have in mind that Adoma and the karpas should cover the bracha and the mora, and so on. Okay, there's a lot more, but we got to run to David Mincha. Okay, tomorrow, I think I'd like to talk about Parsha Tzav. So I'd like to give you a regular time. Maybe a little early, maybe instead of a quarter to, well, not usually a quarter to 11, maybe at 10:30. Maybe 10:30. Okay. Got to run to Davin Mincha.